Rheumatic heart disease is a disease affecting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities across Australia. Advocates and health services on World Heart Day this Sunday are raising awareness to address the condition. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
It's World Heart Day on the 29th of September, and organizations and advocacy groups are kicking off activities to raise awareness about heart conditions. According to the Heart Foundation of Australia, heart diseases are the leading cause of death in the country, and simple actions like walking can help prevent these conditions. One of the conditions with the biggest impact is rheumatic heart disease, which is most common among First Nations Australians. According to NRHD, around 4,500 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians have the condition, and the number will increase to more than 11,000 by 2031. Head of Strategy from NRHD, Dr. Catherine Noonan, says children are more vulnerable to it, but RHD is preventable.
Rheumatic heart disease is an entirely preventable heart disease that starts with a sore throat, a throat infection, or a skin infection. And when it's untreated, it can lead to a condition called acute rheumatic fever, which then can damage the heart valve. And then that can go on to have severe and long-term damage to the heart, often requiring heart surgery and other treatments like anticoagulation. And it almost exclusively affects Indigenous Australians and particularly young people and children.
She says a range of factors trigger the disease in the First Nations communities.
RHD is a disease of inequity and of poverty, and a lot of the things that we know to be most important in preventing the sore throats and the skin infections are to do with housing, crowding, hygiene, and actually having access to good primary care, which a lot of us, I think, take for granted.
And the treatments available are not easy to deal with.
Rheumatic heart disease isn't curable. What we can do is try and prevent the disease from progressing to being severe. And the way that we do that is by giving regular antibiotic injections. And these are given once a month for at least 10 years to people who've had rheumatic fever. And these are big, painful injections that children have to have for quite a long time. So it's not the best treatment to have to have. And when the disease progresses to being severe, then people require heart valve repair or heart valve replacement. So that's major heart surgery. I think the main message really is that we want to prevent rheumatic heart disease from happening in the first place.
But not everything is bad news. Earlier this year, the federal government, through Minister for Indigenous Affairs Ken Wyatt, committed $35 million to fund research over 3 years on finding a vaccine to end rheumatic heart disease. And according to Dr. Noonan, research is on its way to eradicate the condition.
There's a lot of great research happening at the moment. We are working on developing a vaccine to prevent this bacteria, which causes rheumatic heart disease. And there's also research going into better use and delivery of the antibiotics. And that's all really exciting.
Anyone can contribute to support NRHD's pledged petition about the disease.
On our website, we would be thrilled if other organisations and other individuals could join us by signing our charter at the website nrhd.org.au. And there's information on rheumatic heart disease and also on the charter and also on the roadmap and endgame, which is going to be released in the coming months, which outlines a comprehensive, costed, community-led strategy to end RHD by 2031.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.